So it's Parshas Baaloscha, and today we're going to talk about the story of the 70 Zakenim, the 70 elders. So Moshe is having a little bit of a difficult time. In Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the people want meat. Moshe complains to God. V'yom Moshe l'Hashem, l'ma ha'ros l'avdecha, why did you do bad to your servant? V'lama l'ma tzasi chen, b'enecha, why have I not found favor in your eyes? L'asum es masa, Kol ha'am azalai, that you place this burden on me. Hanochi harisi as kol ha'azem, enochi liditiu. Did I impregnate this nation? Did I give birth to them? Ki somar elai sa'ehu b'chaykecha, such that you tell me to carry them in your lap. Kashayisa omen as a yonek, like the nursing mother should carry the young baby. For where am I going to get meat for this whole nation? They're crying to me for meat. I cannot bear this nation because they are too much for me. If you do this to me, better to kill me. If I find favor in your eyes, I shouldn't see this evil. So in other words, Moshe has two different issues. There's the practical concern about the meat, the lack of meat, and he can't handle the people anymore. So I'm only going to focus on the issue of Moshe not being able to handle the Bnei Yisrael anymore. Hashem responds, and Hashem says, "V'yom Hashem al Moshe, pasuk tezayin, esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael." Gather for me 70 people from the elders of Israel, share your data that you know, kihem ziknei ha'am v'shotrov, they're the elder of the people, and it's officers, or it's policemen, v'lakachta osam el o'am o'ed, and you should take them to the o'am o'ed, v'shyatzvu sham imach, and have them stand there with you. So Moshe can't handle the Bnei Israel, he doesn't want to be their leader anymore. And instead of excusing Moshe from the role of leader, he says, "I'll give you assistance." That's basically what his solution is, right? He doesn't tell Moshe, "You can handle it yourself." He doesn't tell Moshe, "You no longer are responsible for the people." He says, "I will give you assistance." Now, these assistants are 70 elders. Now, this is not the first time that we have elders. In Parshas Mishpatim, in Perek Chavdal, Pasuk Aleph, Hashem says to Moshe, "V'Moshe Amar, Allah Alei El Hashem," and to Moshe God said, "Go up to Hashem, Atav Avon Nadav Avihu V'Shivim Mizikne Yisov Ishtach Visa Merachok, and Aaron Nadav Avihu and 70 of the elders, and you should bow from a distance." So there are already elders in Parshas Mishpatim. So the question is, does Moshe not like the current leadership? God is telling Moshe to appoint new leaders. What happened to the old leaders, or what happened to the old elders? So I really want to ask two different questions. Number one is, what happened to the old elders? And number two, who are these new elders? So what happened to these old elders? Any thoughts? What happened to them? They all died out in 1 year? Like, what happened to them? It seems that there are no elders. Because God said, "Gather me 70 men." Well, actually, it seems that you know, there were elders. Yeah. Sorry?
I'm just reading.
Oh, you're just reading. So, there. One approach, the Midrash suggests, Esfaliv Shivim Ish Vehechan Yerushalayim. Where were the first ones? Because there were 70 of the elders who went close at Har Sinai. So the Medrash says, like, where were they? So one approach he answers is Ukshala Moshe Kabbalat Torah Hayu Imo. We have to find somewhere in the Torah that they die. It never says explicitly that they die or that they go away. So we have to search for instances where it seems that some people may die. And maybe the Zakenim died. So there's a midrash which says when Moshe goes up to get the Torah, Hayim, they're with him. Shnei Amar, Vayal, Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, Aviv, Shim, Mizik, Nei Yisrael. Okay, so Moshe and Aaron, Nadav, Aviv, and the 70 elders. So there's a reference to 70 elders, and Moshe's going up to Har Sinai for 40 days. Then Moshe says, Ve'alos Kenim Amar, and Moshe tells the elders, Shavu Lanu Bazer, you wait here. Kevan Shel Moshe, Hitnam Yisrael, Shiarad, Yerid Arvayim, Yom. So Moshe said, I'm coming back in 40 days. Kevin Shishale Raid, once Moshe delayed in coming down, Shinema Bayar Ha'am Kiboshish Moshe. People saw that Moshe was delayed. Vein Boshish El Lashon Shihoi. Lashon of Boshish means Shihoi delayed. So Nichnasu Kol Yisrael Eitzal Zakadim. So all of. What? Okay, so all of. Okay. So all of. Sorry, one second. So all of the elders. So all of Klal Yisrael came to the Zakenim, and they said to the elders, what did they say? Moshe hisna imanu. Moshe made a condition with us that what? That he is coming back, right? He is shiirei l'sof mem yom. He's supposed to come back in 40 days. Vahare vav shals yoser. He's 6 hours late. Veloyarad, he didn't come down. We don't know what happened. Kuma Seilano Elohim, make a God for us. Elohim, I'm sorry. Sheyachul Fainu, they'll go before us. Kizem Moshe Isher Halada Meritzon Loyodana Me'ayolo. They said, Moshe's not coming back. We want a God or some leader. Kevin Sheshamukach, once they heard this, Amulahem, they said to them, Ma Temachisim, why are you causing anger? Lemisha Asalachem calls him Anisim, Veniflos. You're angering the one who did all these miracles for you. V'lo shamu lahem. They didn't listen to them. V'haragum, and they killed them. V'lefi sh'amar chur k'negdam b'dvarim kashim amdu alav od v'hargu hu. So not only did they kill the elders, they also killed chur. Nixu kol Yisrael Aaron b'takasim gudolim. And they come, they gather to Aaron with the great, they're assembling on them like a mob. V'yikahel al Aaron. And if not, the way that we did with the others, we're going to do with you. What we did to Uchor, we did to you. Once Aaron saw what did to the elders in Chor, he was afraid. So according to the first approach, many of us are familiar with the story of Chor, right? We're familiar with the message of Chor because Chor was in Parshas Mishpatim. The Moshe tells the people, if there's an issue, go to Aaron or Chor. And Chor is nowhere to be found, and that's where the Medrash says, well, he must have been killed. And that's why Aaron is afraid to take them on. But this Midrash says, well, there are also Zakenim there. And we don't find the Zakenim afterwards, because in Bamidbar, in this week's Parsha, we need in Baloscha, we need new Zakenim. So the Midrash suggests what happened likely is that you had elders at Har Sinai, you had elders who were supposed to wait with the people, be leaders for the people while Moshe was gone, and you don't hear from them again. So maybe not only did Chor die, but the Zakenim also died. That's one. So there's some indication that maybe Chor died and the people died with Chor. However, that's sort of one approach. Another approach, actually, so this does not, there's nothing wrong with the Zakenim according to this approach. But many Mefarshim seem to point out that maybe the Zakenim were killed in a different manner. Rashi says, Pasuk Tezayin, Esfali, Harei tshuva litulunascha, shamarta lochal anochi levadi. So Hashem says to Moshe to get 70 of the elders. This is a response to Moshe's complaint that he can't handle them by himself. Vazakenim rishonim heichon ha'i. Where were the initial Zakenim? V'alo af mitzram yashvi mahem. That they were even there before they left Egypt, because Hashem tells Moshe, Lech v'yasaz es zikne Yisrael, go and gather the elders of Yisrael. Ela ba'esh taveira meisu, they died by taveira. In this week's parsha, before the people complain, when they complained initially, that's when they died. And maybe you can argue, that's why Moshe says, I can't handle them alone. He had these 70 to Canaan. They died by taveira. People are now complaining to Moshe. Moshe doesn't have any assistance. Now he's saying, I can't handle them anymore. And Rashi goes on to say, he says, "Ro'im ha'yu lachach mi Sinai." They should have died at Sinai. Dichsiv, ve'yachazu as ha'lokim. What does it mean? They saw God, as it were. Shenagu kalos rosh. They engage in levity. Kenoshech pito medar from the amal. They were eating and drinking. They were partying during Mamre Sinai. They didn't have the requisite reverence at Har Sinai. As it says, Vayochlu v'yishtu v'lo ratza kodesh baruch liten avelus matan Torah parlem kan. So Hashem didn't want to punish them at Matan Torah, it's a festive day, so he punished them here. So, and Rashi points out when it says that the plague broke out, the first plague, and the people were, there were two complaints. There was the first complaint where people were complaining, not clear what they were complaining about, and a fire breaks out, and then they complain again, that's where the slav comes. And the first complaint, so a fire broke out, b'ksei hamachaneh. So Rashi has two different explanations. The muksim shebehem leshiflut, and the sort of the edges, and those who are designated for lowliness, elu eiravav, those who are on the periphery, the eiravav, the riffraff. Rav Shimon ben Azi shomer, not what's katzak katzinim, uvigdolim, the leaders. So maybe this is the textual evidence that the leaders, the zakenim, were complaining, and taver, which resulted in their death, and in fact, the midrash in Bamidbar Rabba states vehein nisrafu kisenis avol sataiva, they were burnt, and that's another explanation. Right, we had one explanation: they died by the eagle. They also another explanation: they died when they were desiring things. Va'asaf suf asher b'kibru b'kibro hitavu tava. So the asaf suf, those who were gathered together, that were in the midst, they had desires. Mahu v'asaf suf of Shem bar Avim Shem bar Menasya Echamen Omer Elu HaGerim. Some say these are the converts who left with them. Shalu b'hem Mitzrayim v'nasafim v'hem. They were gathered with them. Asaf suf, those who were gathered with them. That's the Erev Rav. That's the first explanation according to Rashi. And Echad Mehem, we know who the other Echad is. That's Rav Shem bar Menasya. That's the Sanhedrin. Because it says Esfali Shivimish. Right, so what's Esfa? Because the Asaf Suf, the leaders, so they died. So now we need a new Asaf Suf. We need a new Esfa. We need new leaders. And the Medrash goes on to say, Menayin Shaosim Zakim Shalul Har Sinai Nisrafu. How do we know they're the same ones who were at Har Sinai, who were burnt? Because it says in Tehillim, Vativar Ish Be'edatam, and Vein Ela Sanhedrin. So Tehillim, it sort of references the story at Mamre Sinai when they were burnt, and so the Eidah is the Sanhedrin, when it refers to the burning of the people at when Tehillim referenced the story in this week's parsha when they get burnt. So what's Eidah? The Eidah is Sanhedrin, and we bring the pasuk for this. So in any case, so we have a second approach that these were leaders who were not acting properly in Tavera. And just want to point out that Rashi explains in Perek Hey in Sefer Shmos that Moshe goes, when Moshe hears the message from God at the burning bush, at the snap, he gathers the Kadim, and they're all excited, and they're supposed to go with Moshe and Aaron to Paro. But then the Pasuk says, V'achar bo Moshe v'Aaron, just Moshe and Aaron come to Paro, and the Kadim are nowhere to be found. The Rashi points out, Zekadim nishman tu echad echad me'achar Moshe v'Aaron, that the elders slipped away one by one from Moshe and Aaron, achi nishmatu kulam kurum shigil lepaltim, till they all slipped away before they reached the palace. Lefisha yaru lechaz, they're afraid to go, Sinai nifralahem, and they were sort of punished at Sinai, because the Pasuk says v'nigas Moshe levadov v'hem lo yigashu. Moshe got closer to the mountain than they got, and so it was a little bit of a punishment. And this is what Rashi says based on the Midrash Agada. So what's interesting is that these elders are blamed for two failures. Number one, they didn't approach the palace when Moshe came to see Paro, so they couldn't come close to the mountain. And they also, let's say they're not there, they also aren't acting properly at Har Sinai because they're eating and drinking. And the common denominator to both of these failures is that these leaders are only interested in the perks, but not in the responsibilities of leadership. They're partying at Har Sinai. They're enjoying it. We have a close-up view. We're leaders. We're enjoying it. We want to go as close as we can. And we want to eat and drink. And at the same time, we don't want to bear any responsibilities of leadership. We're not going to take the chance to go with Moshe and Aaron to Paro. And therefore, they die at Tavera. And they probably were also involved there as well. It seems that they were also. They were Hasaf Suf. They were complaining. So again, there was this idea of leadership that were assisting Moshe that weren't of the highest ethics and morality, that viewed leadership as simply what benefits are we going to get and not what responsibilities are we going to bear. And that is exactly the opposite of who are selected to become the leaders by God. See, sometimes when you have leaders, who are the elders? They're self-appointed, they're aristocracy, and they're not necessarily chosen necessarily for their ethical qualities. It could be part of the high society in Egypt. Even in Egypt, as slaves, they're among the high society. They're among the leaders. But we don't know if they had high ethical and moral values. Now, God is selecting the new elders. And what does he say? So, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, V'omar Hashem l'Moshe, k'nosh l'shmi, Shuvin Guvrayin Zakayin mi Sava Yisrael. Gather for me 70 righteous people from the elders. Diyadata, this is how he translates the pasuk, that you know. The Hinun have a Save Ama, they're the elders of the people. Visarchoi b'mitzrayim, and they were Shotrim, they were policemen in Egypt. Vatidaber Yason Lamashkan Zimna, and you will lead them to the Mishkan, Vayit at Dun Tamanimach, and they will stand with you there. The new elders were righteous, and they were the shotrim, the policemen from Egypt. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Rashi points out that how do we know that they were the shotrim from Egypt? Because what does it say in the pasuk? It says, "Gather for me 70 Israel. Gather for me 70 elders from the elders of Israel." Asher yadata, that you know, so you're familiar with them. So you know who these people are. You're familiar with them, and they are shotrim, says Rashi. Asher yadata kimheim, osam sha'ata makir, those that you recognize, shenismanu aleihem shotrim b'mitzrayim, that they were appointed policemen in Egypt, ba'avodas parach, with the harsh labor, v'hayu merachamim aleihem umukim al yadam, and they had mercy on the Bnei Israel, and they were beaten by them. What does that mean? So the pasuk says in Parakei pasuk Yadal to Chaf Aleph. So what happened? Moshe and Aaron come to Paro, and they make their demands, let my people go worship God for 3 days. Paro says, you obviously have too much time on your hands. I'm not going to give you straw, and you still have to make the same number of bricks. The quota remains the same. And the pasuk says, "V'yuku shotrei b'nei Yisrael." The shotrim, the policemen, were beaten. Shesom aleim nokse paro leimor. That basically you had Egyptian taskmasters. They thought it'd be easier to have Hebrew policemen in charge of the work. But they beat them because leimor madu lo chilisem chalchem lo bon kitmol shasham gam tmo gam ayom. Why are you not keeping up with the quota? You're not making enough bricks like you did the previous days. Obviously, they couldn't because they didn't have straw anymore. They weren't given straw anymore. The direct result of Moshe complaining to Paro. And Vivo Shotrim Bnei Yisrael Veitzakol Paro Limor Lama Tzakol Adecha. The Shotrim cried to Paro. He said, "Why are you doing this to your servants? Tevede Nitan Lavadecha Levenim Omrim Lanu Ase. We have no straw, and they're telling us to make bricks. Vini Avadecha Mukim Vichatas Amecha." And we're being beaten, and your nation is sinning. So Paro says back to him, "Yeah, you're just being weak. That's what you're saying. You're being lax. You're being lazy. That's what you're saying. Let us sacrifice to God." Because you have free time. That's why you're thinking. I'm not giving you more free time. You need to work harder. Continue and work. Right? Don't serve God. But Ivdu, work for me, and v'teven lo yinatein lachem. Straw will not be given to you, v'tochen levein titani. You have to continue with your quota of bricks. But Yerushalayim b'nei Yisrael, some bara, they're very upset. When they tell them keep the quota, don't lessen the quota. And then they meet Moshe, by the way. They meet Moshe. They say to Moshe, God should judge you. They tell off Moshe because Moshe caused this. That you've made our aroma putrid. You want to kill us. So the Shotrim are upset. But what's relevant for our purposes is they get beaten. The Shotrim, basically, the people are not keeping up with the quota, and the Shotrim are taking the brunt of this. Shotrim are not beating the people. And you have these stories in the Holocaust, you know, when you had capos who had to be in charge of Jews, and some were good and some were bad. We can't judge, you know, situations, but sometimes in a very desperate situations, if you're seeing basically everyone around you, if someone doesn't do their job, they get beaten. So what are you going to do? Oh, that's the minig ha'makom. I'm going to beat my slaves who are not doing work. And the Shotrim, that's the expected job, that they would beat the Bnei Yisrael for not keeping up with their quota. But no, the Shotrim refused to beat the Bnei Yisrael. They had this moral conscience. Because of that, they got beaten by the Egyptian taskmasters, and what they clearly demonstrated is that they bore the burden of the people. So why were these Shotrim selected? So what was Moshe's complaint? Moshe's complaint is, I cannot bear the burden of the people like the mother nurses her child. So God specifically sends Moshe people who did what? Who bore the burden of the people. Moshe says, I can't be their mother. I can't handle them. So Moshe, like, I can't basically, you know, a mother will shield their child, rather than have anything's going to happen to the child. Mother's going to be the protected shield for the child. Moshe says, I can't handle it anymore. So who does God choose? Who is the mother of the people in Egypt? It was the Shotrim. And I think the contrast between the Zakenim of the past, who were chosen by the people, and the Zakenim of the present, who were chosen by God, in a sense, or by Moshe and by God, is that it's all about leadership. And we have to ask ourselves, is leadership simply interested in the perks of the job, or do they understand their responsibilities? Do they feel the weight of the people that they are serving on their shoulders, like a mother nurses a child? If the individuals who are to be leaders feel in the latter way, like that they bear that they don't view leadership as opportunities for them to benefit, but they truly view this as service, and they're following in the footsteps of the Shotrim in Egypt, who later become the 70 Zakenim. Okay.